AC/DC, Maximum Rock and Roll. Written by Murray Englehart with Arno Durieux. And read by Stig Weems. It was Herm Kovac who tipped Angus off around 1972 about what would be his first serious band, Kentucky. They were believed to be named after the number one fried chicken outlet in the country at the time. Kovac was teaching drummer Trevor James in a lineup that included John Stevens, bass, and eventually Bob McGlynn on vocals. When McGlynn joined the band, his initial impressions of Angus were colourful. Bob McGlynn.
He had green teeth, never brushed his teeth. He was a funny guy, quirky, not funny laughing ha-ha. He used to complain a lot about, oh, I shouldn't have to go through all this, my brothers didn't have to. Although they did, he just didn't think we were sort of treated right. But we didn't have a known name or anything like that. But nice guy, he always had a bit of a laugh. Didn't have a lot of confidence in himself, though. But once we started to play, his confidence really kicked up. But he still didn't jump around, he still stood there. As a person, he seemed more confident, but still on stage, he didn't have that sort of showmanship thing. I did all the moving. I think they, Kentucky, were going to be called the Clan or something, which was a very Scottish thing. Angus was very protective of his family, friends, things like that. For associate Steve Morecambe, Kentucky represented an amazing merger of opposing subcultures. Steve Morecambe. Angus was part of the Town Hall Sharps, the Burwood connection, and Trevor was part of the Longhairs, supposedly two violently opposed gangs which really hardly ever did anything, and they ended up playing in a band together. I thought that was a classic. Angus played through a small amp, although Malcolm would occasionally lend him his Marshall amp stack, which, of course, was taller than Angus, and he could only just reach the knobs. His reach was far better within the band, where he came to largely dictate their material, which he sourced from a local import record store in Burwood. He would grab about 10 albums a week, most, if not all of which, were almost unheard of in Australia at the time, learn everything on them, and then somehow take them back and get more. The sole criterion, at least for the band, was that the songs had good, strong guitar riffs in them. For that reason, songs by Mountain, Cactus, Argent, Deep Purple, Ursa Major. It's said that Angus once jammed with guitarist Dick Wagner, later of Alice Cooper and Lou Reed fame in Melbourne. Hendrix, The Stones, and from Jeff Beck's Truth and Beck Ola era, all made appearances in their sets.